In contrast to that, we see Philippians 2. See, now we see the opposite in Philippians 2. Because if sin came this way, by someone trying to exalt themselves, then salvation must come the opposite way, by someone humbling themselves. And all those who follow the devil exalt themselves, whether in the world or in the church or anywhere. And all those who follow Jesus humble themselves, whether in the world or in the church. And you can sit in the church and exalt yourself. And there are people out in the world who try to humble themselves who put you to shame. Yeah, there are some people in the world who are so modest about their accomplishments. I've met atheists and non-Christians who are very modest about their accomplishments. They won't try to show off the way some Christians do. We'll get a lot of surprises when we stand before the Lord in the final day. A lot of people who you thought were wonderful Christians are probably in hell. And only one reason. How did the first person go to hell? How did the first person go to hell? Pride. The story of the rich man and Lazarus. Why did the rich man go to hell? Pride. He thought, I have worked so hard and my business has prospered and I've made all this money. I've not been lazy like that beggar down the street. Well, such a man definitely deserves to go to hell. He's not humble enough to acknowledge that it's God's blessing that gave him all that he had on earth. What about you, brother, sister? Now see the opposite in Philippians chapter 2. Now here's one who is not a created being, the second person of the Trinity, equal with God the Father from all eternity, and there was no need for him to come to the earth. When the race of Adam sinned, God could have just wiped them out or sent them to join Lucifer and the others in hell. And he would have been absolutely righteous if he did that. But he didn't. And we got to be so thankful for that. We got to be so thankful. Lord, I deserve hell. But you sent your Son. You came down to earth. You humbled yourself. And you came down and became a man. And what did God do? According to the eternal law of God, that he exalts the humble. It says here, when Jesus humbled himself and even went even lower, he was willing to be born in a stable, in a cowshed. He is willing to be called devil and Beelzebul and demon-possessed. And he was willing to be called mad and ill-treated and illegitimate child. And I don't know what all names they called him. He is willing to let people slap him and crucify him. And because he humbled himself, verse 8, last part, even to the death on a cross, according to the eternal law of God that operates equally with everyone, God exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. That's why he has got the highest place in heaven today. He had the highest place in heaven in eternity because he was equal with the Father. But today, if he has the highest place next to the Father in heaven, it's because he humbled himself. It's not because he said, I'm the Son of God, I've got a right to come back there. No. See what it says? He humbled himself, verse 9, therefore, for this reason, God highly exalted him. Don't put your own ideas there. There was a reason why God highly exalted him. And that's because he humbled himself to the lowest place as a man, never fighting back with people who abused him, criticized him, spat on him. He said, that's okay. I'm just an ordinary man. He would keep on saying, I'm an ordinary man. You're forgiven. I'm an ordinary man. You're forgiven. When he said, I'm the Son of Man, he said, that's what he meant. I'm an ordinary man and you're forgiven. You call me Beelzebul, Prince of Devils? Okay, you're forgiven. I'm an ordinary man. Don't speak against God. He was God himself. But he pointed to the Holy Spirit and said, don't speak against the Holy Spirit. That'll be serious. You speak against me, it's okay. Therefore, God has exalted him highly. It says, have this attitude in yourself. And that exaltation begins on this earth. with exaltation over sin. To be exalted over people as a president of a country or an elder in a church, it means nothing. There are hundreds of elders of churches I have met in my life and pastors whom I have zero respect for because I don't see godliness in them. I don't respect a man because he hangs a cross around his neck or wears a skull cap or something like that, or calls himself a pastor or reverend or right reverend or whatever other they call themselves. I have no respect for them. I respect a man if I see Christ in him. If his words are anointed and come straight to my heart and I feel that God is speaking through him, I would respect him. But not because he has a title. Not because he says, I've been a believer for 20, 30 years, so what? You could be a thorough backslider today or even have lost your salvation, even though you were saved 20, 30 years ago. I respect people who are humble, who have low thoughts about themselves. And you know, humility is not something you can put on. There's a humility that even world leaders put on. It's artificial. Humility, like pride, is not something, it's something inward. If it's not inside, you cannot pretend to be humble. I've seen enough people in my life, Christians, who pretend to be humble. I can see through them in half a minute. As soon as they open their mouth, you can make out, these guys are not humble. You look at their face. There's something about them. They lack humility. It's like the odor that comes forth from our body. You know, when you work hard and perspire a lot, there's an odor that comes forth from your body which you cannot prevent. It comes forth. That's why we have showers. That's why we use deodorants and things like that. It comes from within. Pride is like that. It comes from within. If you have such thoughts when you're alone, you think of what a wonderful guy you are and keep thinking like that, or how much better you've done things than somebody else, and you're so quick to criticize this person and that person and the other person. You're quick to criticize your wife or your husband or that person or the other person, the way that person brought up their children is not the way I brought up my children. No wonder, brother, sister, you're so defeated. No wonder God is so limited in his ability to speak his prophetic word through you. He's not going to exalt you because he knows the thoughts you're thinking about yourself when you're all by yourself. They're pretty high thoughts about yourself. And you know also that you didn't begin like that. I often tell people in this church, don't ever forget what you were when you first came to this church. I know a lot of people who have forgotten it. And I see their spiritual state today. Financially, they're very well off. But I see their spiritual condition pathetic. Pathetic. They're not aware of it themselves, like body odor. Because when they are alone, I don't know what they're thinking, but it's obvious from their from the odor that comes forth from their spirit that they're thinking pretty high thoughts about themselves. They're proud because they think God has blessed them because they got more money now than when they first came to the church. They think they are blessed by God because their children are doing well. I can show you a lot of people out in the world whose children are doing well who are atheists and who made a lot more money than you and me. It means nothing. Dear brothers and sisters, let's learn this lesson. God became man and says, have this attitude in you that I must seek to go down and become a zero. That is the meaning of being crucified with Christ. You know, in this church, perhaps more than other churches, we speak about the way of the cross. The way of the cross is the way of death to self. We can say that a person has really become zero when he's died. He can't lift a finger. He's got no thoughts. He's got nothing to do now. He's completely dead. And there a person has become zero. And when we speak about dying with Christ, it's really the same thing. What am I saying today? Nothing different from what we've always said, that we've got to die with Jesus Christ. Take up the cross every day. Let me paraphrase it. Consider yourself to be a zero every day. Well, that's what a dead man is. And then we will taste of his resurrection.